You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.
Welcome and thank you for being here. So if you are teaching 12, 15, even 20 classes a week and you are still broke, you're living month to month, this conversation today is going to shift the way that you see your yoga business and your future. Now, many yoga teachers reach a point where they're working harder than ever and the income feels stuck, their energy feels low, the passion that they started with or they even started their yoga business with really feels a little bit muted. And so if that's where you are today, you're in the right place, okay? Because I want you to really, I want to help you understand why the traditional teaching path leads so many teachers to exhaustion and financial strain, even when they're fully committed and they're giving everything that they have. And I know that's you. So I really want you to, you know, today to understand where all this is coming from. And I'm going to walk you through the deeper reasons behind that pattern and the reasons why it becomes even more difficult to actually, you know, create something that is sustainable. There are many things that teachers are never told, right? And so by the end of our time together today, you'll really have a clear understanding of what's been holding you back and what needs to shift in order for you to really experience more freedom, more stability, and more growth in your yoga business, okay? So I'm not here to overwhelm you with complicated strategy. This isn't about learning 50 new marketing tactics or reinventing your entire business model overnight. Like, this is about clarity. This is about understanding the structure that you're building your business on and why that structure has such a big impact on your income and your well-being, okay, and your long-term potential, okay? So as we move through today's training, I really want you to stay open to the idea that nothing about your struggle is personal, okay? You haven't failed, you haven't fallen behind, you haven't missed your chance, okay? You've simply been building your livelihood, really, inside a model that wasn't designed to support that kind of freedom and the income that you want. So let's begin then by really looking at the belief at the center of all of this, because it's the belief that most yoga teachers never question. And it's this: if I teach more classes, I'll finally earn more, right? Now, this belief is at the center of everything that you're feeling right now. Like, this is one of the most common beliefs that I hear from yoga teachers. And it's really because you've been taught that the only way to grow is by adding more classes to your schedule. Okay. And so most yoga teachers, they step into the industry, they do their teacher training, and then they step into the studio, right? And they believe that that hustle and the consistency with teaching studio classes is the thing that's eventually going to pay off. And so they take on class after class, they fill their week across 3, 4, sometimes 5 studios, and then assume that if they just work a little harder, the numbers are going to shift. And so what no one actually explains is that traditional teaching model was never designed to support financial expansion. It has a cap. And so it was built around low hourly rates. I mean, London, £30 an hour, unpredictable class numbers, yeah, which may impact you if the studio that you're teaching at, you know, is basing the pay on the number of people in the room, right? The number of people on mats, and capped earning potential. And so the moment that you decide to actually blow that cap off and scale, right, your income through classes, you hit a ceiling. You can't move past it. And so the more classes that you take on, the more your energy drains, yeah, the less spacious your week feels, and the harder it becomes to actually show up with the presence and the grounding that your students actually expect. This is where the frustration builds. You're doing everything that you were told to do, like you're being reliable, yeah, you're showing up, you're preparing for your classes, you know, you show up for every single student with care, yet that financial growth that you imagined, it never arrives. And so what happens? You feel stretched. Yeah, you are tired. You're emotionally depleted. I want to say this clearly. Your income is a reflection of the model that you're building it on. And so that myth of just teach more classes, it keeps teachers locked into a cycle that looks productive from the outside, but it's actually leaving them with less time, less creativity, and ultimately less money. And so many teachers reach a point where they're so busy, you know, holding space for everyone else that they no longer have the energy to hold space for their own growth. And I'm sure you resonate with that, right? And so this is the moment where most yoga teachers start questioning, you know, whether the industry can actually support them. But nothing is actually wrong with the industry. Like, the issue is that you're relying on a structure that can only pay you by the hour, right? Which means you're giving more and receiving the same. And so that is why this conversation truly matters, right? Because once you understand the limitations of the class-based model, everything else starts to make sense, right? You see where your energy is going. You see, you know, why your income hasn't moved, and you see why your schedule is overflowing, even though, you know, your bank isn't. And so you end up exhausted because you were following a path that can't take you where you want to go, right? And so when yoga teachers reach this point of exhaustion, what's your instinct when that happens, when you feel truly exhausted? You blame yourself. Yeah, you think that I'm not marketing enough, or I'm not experienced enough, I'm not confident enough. You know, and the real issue here is something entirely different. You know, it's not personal. It's not a personal flaw, it's just the structure. It's the business model. It's the studio model that you're depending on. Teaching 15 or more classes a week, it gives you the illusion that you're a busy, packed out yoga teacher. You know, it feels like momentum. You know, all these studios, all these classes that you have, you know, your calendar's packed. You know, you're always on the move, going from studio to studio. But behind all of that, you know, something important is missing. Like, you don't have anything in your business that you can expand without you physically showing up in a room, doing more. And so this is a capacity thing, isn't it? Because every single class that you teach is tied to an hour. 1 hour, one small paycheck. And that means that your income is permanently limited by the number of hours that you can physically teach. There's no space for growth inside that model. Like, no matter how committed you are to filling your week with classes. And so, you know, most yoga teachers are under-supported, you know, by the way that they've been taught to build their business. And, you know, the studios, they take care of the room, they take care of the students, you know, which seems helpful at first, but it also means that you've never had the chance to build your own community and to build your own demand for what you have to offer. So what does that really mean? Do you have a business, or do you simply have a routine that you're following week after week? This is where everything starts to fall apart. You know, you end up depending on that studio. Yeah, you end up depending on their rates and their decisions. So if they change the class, you know, if they remove a class, you lose income. If attendance drops, you lose income. If you want to raise your rates, you can't, because it's the studio rate. So your earning potential is controlled by someone else. So whilst you're pouring endless energy into teaching, your financial foundation remains unstable. And that creates a loop, you know, where you have to take on even more classes just to maintain the same income. So you can see how quickly this becomes unsustainable, especially if you're trying to build a life with freedom, right? And stability. And so this is why so many teachers end up burnt out. You know, they've tied their entire livelihood to this model that only gives you a tiny return, like, no matter how much you invest. The moment that you understand this, everything shifts. You know, you stop blaming yourself, you start seeing the bigger picture, and you realize that the problem is that you've been trying to create abundance inside a model that can only offer survival, really. So when you spend your entire week teaching back-to-back classes, something starts to happen beneath the surface. This isn't talked about enough. You know, it's not only your physical energy that gets depleted, it's your emotional capacity, you know, your creativity, your confidence, because every class that you teach requires far more than movement cues, right? And sequencing. You're holding space for people's stress, emotions, expectations, and needs, and you're absorbing energy, you're guiding, yeah, you're staying present for every single student that walks in the room. And so this is powerful work, and it's also demanding. And when you repeat it 15 or more times a week, the weight of that emotional labor becomes impossible to ignore. You know, you feel stretched, yeah, because you're giving everything you have without, you know, anything in your week to fill you back up, because do you have time for it? Do you have time to be with your friends? Do you have time to go to the park? Do you have time to go to your favorite restaurant? Do you have time for you to do the things that light you up? What happens if you're always on the go? Your nervous system never gets the pause it needs. Yeah, your body is constantly shifting between that physical exertion, the emotional support, and performance mode, you know, and there's no breathing room to kind of restore your own energy or reflect on the direction of your business. Like, I can remember these days. Yeah, teaching in London. I remember, you know, you wake up, you teach, recover, repeat. And what happens? The days blur into weeks, don't they? The weeks blur into months. And at the same time, the bigger goals that you have, which I know you do, like, sit in the background and they're untouched because there's just no space. There's no space left for them. So this is the part that no one talks about. You know, we talk about burnout, but what does it actually look like? What does it really look like? And what's the consequence of it? People talk about passion. They talk about loving the work. They don't talk about what it costs to be the person that everyone turns to for support and for grounding when you don't have space to ground yourself. So when you're constantly pouring out energy, you eventually hit that point. You know, there's nothing left to give. And that's when teachers start to feel heavy. You know, even though you still love it, you still want to teach yoga, you still want to share the practice and support others, you know, it's a business that comes from the heart. But when it starts to feel heavy, it's time to really question that and to look at it. And then on top of it, the financial return doesn't match the energy, does it, that you're putting in? You know, when you're exhausted and you still can't see progress, or you still can't see your income flourishing the way it should be, chips away, doesn't it? It chips away at your confidence. Start questioning, you know, am I doing something wrong? Or, you know, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Yeah, I hear that. You know, teachers that are new into our community, I hear that from them. And it's a sad reality, but it is the reality. And, you know, you can go into any yoga teacher group on Facebook and you will see conversations on burnout. Like, it's a thing. So, you know, when you start doubting your potential, that doubt just fuels more exhaustion. It's a loop, isn't it? Okay, so when you're in this place, it's nearly impossible to actually step back and make strategic decisions for your future because you're surviving. Yeah, your schedule you're surviving your schedule, basically, you know, just getting through the week instead of actually building the business that you want. Yeah, and that leaves you with no space to grow, yeah, no space to innovate, no space to be creative and to create something that actually could shift you out of this, could move you out of this, because it is possible. It's possible to do that. Right? You just need a different business model. And so that's why energy feels low and your motivation feels low. Yeah. And your confidence feels fragile because you're trying to expand your life and your business inside this model that is actually very restrictive, you know, of your time, your creativity, and your capacity, you know, to actually achieve and do the things that you really want to do. When we really peel back the layers, as we have just done, and really look at all of those aspects, you can see why the class studio-based model keeps you stuck. And I've seen it. Teachers doing this for years after year after year after year after year. So let's talk about what it looks like when your business is set up in a way that supports your energy, yeah, and creates that room for growth, right? And so this begins with understanding that your expertise has far more value than a 60-minute class. You have years of practice, personal experience, teaching wisdom. You have lived insight that can actually help people create meaningful change in their lives. And so when you learn to organize that knowledge, you know, into something that can be delivered outside of the studio, everything shifts, okay? Instead of working hour to hour, you know, you start actually building something that you can, that can grow even when you're not there physically teaching, okay? So this could be a signature program. It could be an online course, an online membership, some kind of pathway that guides students through a transformation over time. And the format itself doesn't matter so much as the intention behind it. And that intention is simple. Like, you want to create something that expands your impact and really gives you the opportunity to help students on a deeper level. Right. And so when you move into this way of thinking, your role evolves, actually. You're no longer just a teacher. Yeah. You're no longer the person that just, you know, people see once or twice a week at a studio. Like, you become the teacher who guides them through a clear journey and helps them solve a specific problem. Yeah. And supports them, supports their life in a more meaningful and sustainable way. So this shift is the shift that opens the door to financial growth and freedom. Yeah, but it also creates a different relationship with your time, okay? Because you feel more spacious, you feel more grounded, you feel more in control of your direction, and you're able to take on fewer classes, right? You're able to actually reduce the schedule without sacrificing your income, okay? Which gives you the energy to be more creative, to be more intentional and more present, you know, in everything that you do. And so the most important part of this is that it doesn't replace your teaching. It enhances it. Like, it gives you a foundation that actually supports what you're passionate about instead of draining it. Okay. So you're still sharing your knowledge. You're still sharing your practice, your wisdom, but you're doing it in a way that protects your energy and really allows you to grow. Right. And that's the difference. Now that we've kind of looked at, you know, why the class-based model keeps you tired and financially stuck, I really want to talk to you about the foundation that really allows yoga teachers to move beyond survival mode and into a business that supports them. And this is the part that most teachers were never taught. And it really explains why so many feel like they're working harder than ever with nothing to show for it. So there are three pillars of a sustainable yoga business that grows without relying on teaching more classes. And these pillars work together and build on one another. Take them in as a simple sequence, okay, rather than another overwhelming to-do list, okay? That's not what today is about. So the first pillar is defining your niche and clarifying your message. So this is the point where your entire business begins to shift, because when you try to help everyone, okay, your content, it doesn't land and your message feels vague, okay? So I'm speaking to those of you right now who are on Instagram sharing content and you are set, you're promoting your classes because you don't really know what else to share. Yeah, your content is come to my class on Wednesday at 6 p.m. It's very general, it's very vague because you're not focused in. Yeah, you haven't defined who you want to speak to. You haven't really worked on the message. Okay, the message is based on the transformation that you can offer. You've not done that work. There's work there to be done, right? To really peel back the layers and to uncover, who am I marketing to? Yeah, who am I speaking to? How do I speak to that person in a way that's really going to resonate so that, you know, it cuts through all of this noise online, yeah, and lands with that person? You know, they pay attention, they stop the scroll. So when you identify the specific group of people who are best served by your experience, your skills, your personality, you take yourself out of this kind of general noise and you put yourself in a space where your work is actually recognizable, yeah, by the right people, yeah, by the people who are supposed to recognize it. So what this does, a clear niche, you know, gives you that focus. Yeah, it gives you a focused message and gives your audience a reason to listen. So when your message is clear, people begin to feel deeply seen by your content. You know, they read it and they're like, wow, this is for me. She's speaking, he or she is speaking just to me, right? This teacher understands me. This teacher understands what I'm going through, you know, and what I'm trying to achieve. Okay, they understand the problem. And so that creates trust. Yeah, it creates that first spark of trust. We need that. Yeah, and the space that we're in right now, trust is so, so important. It's always been important. Like, it is the most important factor to create sales. Okay. But it's even more important now because we're in this AI world. Yeah. We have AI on the scene and we have tons of content everywhere. Okay. So you showing up, your personality, you being you and coming from a place of passion and sharing your message to the right people is what's going to create that trust. And this is how you begin building demand for your work. Yeah. So you're not chasing it, you're building demand. And once your message is clear, the second pillar then, which is growing your community and your email list around that message, becomes so much easier. So once your message is clear, the second pillar is growing your community and your email list around that message. Okay. So if you've been struggling to grow your community, okay, and your email list, or maybe you didn't even realize that you were supposed to grow an email list, it's because you haven't defined your niche. Yeah. You haven't got clear on who you're actually trying to serve and what the message is for those people. Okay. So number one reason why your community isn't growing. So if you haven't done that niche work, it's going to be a struggle to grow the community. Okay. And your community is the engine, right, of your business. Yeah. You need people there to sell to, right? And so it's where relationships are built. You know, it's where people learn from you. It's where your voice becomes familiar and where trust actually grows. And so your email list is the safest place for that community to live. You know, we have algorithms to deal with that shift all the time. Reach fluctuates without telling you, right? There's no warnings. Whereas your email list, it sits outside of that system. It gives you a direct relationship with your students. Yeah, the people who really want to learn from you, the people who have opted in to be on your list. Yeah, they put their hand up and they said, hey, send me information. I want to learn from you. Okay. So when you nurture that community consistently, what happens is you create a warm audience. Yeah. They're aligned. They're the right people. They're engaged. Yeah. You've qualified them. They're receptive. Okay. So this is the audience that will eventually become your paying students. Okay. Inside your offerings. Okay. Which brings us to the third pillar, which, you know, is the part that truly shifts your income and your energy. And this is where you begin building the offer that actually reflects the transformation that your people are searching for. Okay, so this is again why we need to understand, who are we serving? Who are these people? We need to understand that as the foundation of everything that you do. And, you know, to make sense of this, it actually helps to understand the different types of offers that you can have available as a yoga business owner in your offer suite or product suite. And generally, right, on a simple level, there are three levels, right, of offers that create this kind of healthy, balanced business. There's low ticket, there's mid ticket, and there's high ticket. And each of these play a very distinct role. Okay. So the low ticket offers, okay, these are the things like the $27 offers. They can be small, accessible products. Generally, it's something below 97, right? 97 and below. And they help people to, you know, take a clear first step with you. So it could be a paid workshop. It could be some kind of challenge or a digital guide or a, you know, a mini course. And they open the door for new students in a way that feels easy. You know, it's comfortable. It's an easy route in, low barrier to entry because the investment is low and the commitment is simple. Okay. Now, what I say with this is you pack the value, right? So you don't want to create something that, yeah, it's a low investment, but people don't take anything away from it. Okay. That is not the point of it. You want someone to come into this offer and be like, wow, they've got something from it. What else have you got? Okay. So it really just helps to build the trust. It can help to demonstrate your teaching style. Yeah. It can introduce them to your approach. It's often the first offer that allows teachers to make their first bit of income online, yeah, outside of the studio, because it can reach many people without requiring many hours of your time. The next level is mid-ticket, okay? So this is where your business begins to expand, yeah? And this is really, you know, this could be your online course. This gives your students a very structured pathway and it allows you to support them at a deeper level, okay? So it's going to be higher than a workshop, the price, but it's still accessible, yeah? The transformation is far more substantial than a workshop. And so this course, what it does is it allows you to package your experience and your method, yeah, into a clear journey that your students can follow. And this is usually the offer that replaces a large portion of your class schedule, because one mid-ticket course launch can bring in the income that would normally take months of studio teaching. And because it's scalable, it grows with you rather than draining you, okay? This is what we teach inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. We give you the framework to grow your community for your course, to create your course, and to launch it using our Freedom Launch Method. And that course is priced at least $500, okay? We've had teachers, you know, have anything from 5K launches to creating their first six-figure years from their online course. And it's possible, you know, to have a big launch in one go, okay? So we had Dani Frank. She made 174K from her Yoga for Mental Health course. And Fauzia recently had a 24K launch for her very first online course. And Lisa made 31K from her launch. We had many, many stories like this, and it's all possible. But the magic is actually in launching your course again and again, okay? Because that is how you get the data. That is how you learn, you know, and that's how you improve. And so for us here at DYA, like, we have many courses and programs that we've been launching over the last 9 years. The Profitable Yoga Teacher has been running the longest. It's the longest running one. We've launched it multiple times. I've lost count since 2018. And it's our signature one. So our students start with Yogipreneur, which is a 12-week program to learn the foundations, and then move into PYT for the full 6-month experience to launching their online course. And so this is the digital asset that changes everything in your business forever. Okay. And then finally, there's the high ticket. Okay. So this could be private coaching or a small group program or some kind of mentorship container. And it really gives you the opportunity to work much more deeply with your students who want that more personalized support. Okay. So this, they require less volume and fewer students, but it can actually create significant income in a very stable and sustainable way. So we teach this strategy inside our Visionary Mastermind, which is for those teachers who already have their courses, low and mid ticket, and they're ready for that high ticket. And they're also ready to implement those evergreen funnels as well. Most yoga teachers never get to this level, okay? Because they spend all their energy teaching classes, which means they never create the message or the community that is needed for this deeper support. But once your niche is clear and your email list is warm, your online course becomes a very natural extension of your work rather than something that you actually need to force. And the beauty of this is that, you know, as you grow, as your business grows and you create new offers and you build out your product suite, each offer builds on the one before it. Okay. So your low ticket, you know, will bring new people into your world. Your mid ticket course will guide them through a meaningful transformation. And then your high ticket support helps the most committed students to go even further. And so with these in place, your income no longer depends on the number of classes that you teach each week. It is supported by a series of offers that can grow, that can evolve, and really scale as your business grows. Now, of course, you know, this takes time. It takes time and it takes work. Yeah, this isn't something that just magically appears. This takes work. It takes learning. You know, it takes having support by your side. But, you know, refining your messaging and your niche, growing your community, creating your first online offers will really allow you to step out the class grind. It's not about escaping teaching, yeah? You're actually expanding your teaching, yeah? Because being online allows you to expand. You know, it allows you to expand your reach, to reach people all over the world. And you're organizing your knowledge in a way that gives you more freedom, more presence, and really more control over your future, okay? And so you feel stable instead of stretched. You feel spacious. You know, you finally have the chance to build the business that you imagined when you first stepped onto this path and, you know, did your YTT. So what I will just say to finish up here is really You know, simplify it. I said to you at the start, this isn't about giving you a million things to do. It really begins with clarity, doesn't it? You know, everything begins with clarity. You know, clarity of your niche, clarity of your message, clarity of the community that you're building, clarity of the offers that you want to create and share with that community. And once these pieces are in place, you know, your income has room to grow. You know, your energy has room to grow and to breathe. And, you know, we have everything that you need here at DYA to support you on this journey. Our next cohort for PYT, the Profitable Yoga Teacher, is in January. So stay tuned for that. And if you have any questions, reach out to us on Instagram. Otherwise, I'll see you next week.
Hey, yoga teacher. Now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom, and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it.